أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعلمون. يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن صخرة أو في السماوات فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله الله لطيف خبير. يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانه عن عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور واقصد في مشيك واغضض من صوتك إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers Our sisters listening over the receivers and within a few minutes Channel Islam radio station listeners will be listening in. So there is a large audience that is listening. And then we have the malaika that are listening, those who are in the masajid. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is listening. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is listening, so then what else do we need? So whatever we do, it must be for the pleasure of one Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not look at the wealth of a person, the body of a person. Inna Allaha la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ila aqwalikum walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at the heart and He looks at the a'mal. If we do whatever we are doing for the pleasure of one Allah ta'ala, and we believe truly He is listening, He is seeing us, He is aware of our actions, our deeds, and we are trying to do it also in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses the person with His raza, with His pleasure. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's raza and pleasure any person attains, then all the kingdoms of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala work in favor of that person, because he has pleased that Allah. Unfortunately, this is the ingredient that is missing from our lives. Either our actions are not in accordance with Sharia, with Quran and Sunnah, or they are not for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, we find so much of chaos, disorder, disharmony, disunity, friction, and problems in the world. So now, with regards to this New Year's Eve, we know that it is not an occasion of celebration as far as a Muslim is concerned. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into the fold of Islam completely. There is no such thing as namaz, we will make it how Allah Ta'ala orders us to make. Our salat we make like how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered us to make salat. Our zakat we will ask the masail, Maulana, how much must we give if I've got so much of money? To whom must I give? Was my zakat valid if I gave it to this person or that person? When it comes to fasting, we will ask masail. One woman phoned this morning, she says, I made sehri 1 minute after the expiry time. So is my salat valid? Is my fast valid? Now see how concerned she was that 1 minute after the expiry of the sehri time, she still ate something. So now is that fast valid? So there we are particular, even that 1 minute we are particular. We don't want our fast to be invalid, which is a very good sign. It's a sign of a good mu'min and Muslim. But in the same way, in all our other departments of life also, we must ask the same question. Is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pleased with this or not? So therefore, we have to enter into the fold of Islam, they say, completely. Now, when it comes to this New Year celebration, we know that it is not a celebration for us. But we all know that the majority of the Muslim Ummah today will be in those places where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and anger and ghazab descends. And if they are not there in person, then they are watching on the television screens and they are following all the other programs which are displeasing to that very Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this program, we are not saying that it is some kind of farz, wajib, sunnat program. It is not something that is in the kitabs or in the books, or it is in Sharia, that on the eve of the 31st of December or New Year's Eve, we must gather in the masajid and make some special kind of ibadat, some special kind of zikr and tilawat. Doesn't state anywhere. Now, if somebody is going to say that this was not found in any of the kitabs, so then the Mufti Sahib will give fatwa that it is bidat. So we have to keep our niyat correct, and we have to understand very, very clearly that this is not something that is found in the Quran and Sunnah, that people must gather in the masajid on New Year's Eve. It is some kind of Laylatul Qadr ibadat that we are making. We start giving special significance, and those people who may have gone to sleep after Isha Salat, or they went to engage in any other permissible activity, then we condemn them, or we say, how can you not participate in zikr and tilawat and ibadat on New Year's Eve? Then it will become bidat. But if our niyat is just to stay away from those areas and those places, the temptation comes in the hearts of the people who have been in all those areas over the past years. So now young people, they get tempted, they want to be there. That hasrat comes in the heart. That hi, I wish I too was there. Even though that person may have changed his life, but deep inside the heart, sometimes shaitan whispers that you are missing out. Why are you acting like a Sufi sahab? Why are you staying away from those places? You're still young, you're fit, you're healthy, you got everything going for you. Enjoy life now. You can make tawbah when you grow a little old. So that hasrat comes in the heart. So these type of programs is so that hasrat also doesn't stay in the heart. That the person doesn't desire to be there. The person expresses a kind of happiness and satisfaction that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saved him from those areas and made him sit in a group of people that are engaged in his zikr or engaged in ibadat or in his house where the angels are hovering above their heads, engulfing them, enshrouding them. So now the person becomes happy and pleased that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saved him from those places. Not that express sadness and sorrow that why I am not there. And at the same time he does not consider those people as very inferior to him. He does not look down upon those people. He makes dua for them that, Ya Allah, just as you gave me hidayat, give them hidayat too. So that is the purpose. It's not as something that is found, as I said, in the Quran and Sunnah and Kitab. Because if we are going to search for that in the Ahadith Kitabs, that did any Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on New Year's Eve sit in the masjid to make some special kind of ibadat, you will never find it. So that's where the problem arises, that we say that this was not happening in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so it must not happen at all. So indeed it will become a bidat if any one of us has to consider it as a part of deen that we have to gather in the masjid. As I said, even if a person went to sleep now, there's nothing wrong. As long as he stayed away from those sins, that's the main thing. So this is just to keep people like us, into whose hearts shaitan whispers that why are you not going also to that rave club and to that disco and go and see on the beachfront what is happening and how they're singing and dancing and enjoying themselves. So that is not our culture. That is why Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is that beautiful share, which I discussed many times. Tumhare ghar mein choro ne lagayi hai naqab jaago. Tumhare ghar mein choro ne lagayi hai naqab jaago. Tumhara ye liye jaate hai maal asbab sab jaago. Pade ho ab bhi ghafil kar rahe ho kya ghazab jaago. Bahut soye bas ab jaago. The thieves, the burglars have entered into your homes, he says. I've discussed this many times. He says the thieves, the burglars, they have entered into your homes and they are taking away all your goods, your furniture, your microwave, your stoves, your fridges, your beds, your gold, your silver, your Everything from the house they are emptying. They are taking away. But he says that you are still fast asleep. With all the din that they made and all the noise that they made, and they didn't even just enter through the door with a duplicate key. They drilled a hole in the wall and then entered. He says, what a noise they made. Now what would we think of a person who keeps sleeping through the whole drama? That somebody broke in, drilled a hole, made a big noise, entered inside and is removing the furniture and removing everything, and the person is fast asleep. We'll say this person is a log. He's not a human being. This person is not fast asleep. He looks like he's dead. If he was fast asleep, if they shook him, he should have got up. But he looks like a dead person. So he says, this is what they have done. They have entered our homes through the TV, through the movies, through the sites on the internet which are of the haram kind, and through all the magazines and the novels and the literature that they promote, and all the attractions and distractions around. With everything they entered into our homes, and they've stolen our culture. The Muslim's culture is no more there. The Muslim was identified by his culture. His cultural standards and lifestyle was different. He could be identified that this is a Muslim, this is his culture. On Eid day, when they saw everybody going towards the Eidgah or to the or for Eid Salat, thousands of Muslims from every side coming out early part of the morning and all going. So any person will ask, what is happening? Where are these people going this part of the morning? Suddenly has the price of gold dropped somewhere? Are they distributing free Kruger Rands, or what is it? Why is everybody rushing this part of the morning? And everybody well dressed and white clothes and scarves and everything else they go in. So what is that? A Muslim is identified that this is his day of Eid. Or on Juma day, when suddenly everybody starts closing shop. Now the whole street is filled with many, many different shops. People of different faith and different cultures, they are there, they are all open, and the business is flourishing. And the customers are packed in those business houses, and it's busy time also. But suddenly that person says, right, out, out now, we are closed from 12 till 1 or 12 till 2. Now everybody starts asking that, why is this person closing? So they say that he is going for Salah. It is his prayer day, it's Jummah day. So just as we were recognized by our Eid Salat and our Jummah Salat and our other actions, like that in everything, our celebrations and everything, there was an identity. There was the cultural lifestyle of the Muslim by means of which he was identified, that this is a Muslim. But now if this Muslim who was identified by certain actions in his life, he has no identity. The person goes to the same places, rave clubs and discos and cinemas and dance parties that will take place, and he also screams and shouts and blares the horn and beats the drum and fires the crackers. So what is the difference then? So he says, Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagai hai naqab, jago. Get up, get up. He says, far too long have we slept. Get up. They are stealing our culture. They have taken away our culture. They have taken away our salat. Keep us awake till late night in all these type of entertainment. Then which person will get up for Fajr Salat? As I mentioned yesterday, there is a lot of talk. My son, he got 8 A's, and this one got 7 A's, and my daughter got so many A's now. There's no problem if they got the A's, we congratulate them. But how many of them got up for Fajr Salat? How many of them obeyed Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That Allah who gave that intelligence to get those A's, the first one that we forget is that same Allah Ta'ala. Dancing on the streets and singing and engaging in all kinds of haram parties and festivals and celebrations after getting so many A's. Is that Islam? So how will we be recognized? So the same with New Year's. We know our New Year is Muharram. On this night, if the person also goes and participates in those same functions and celebration, then we will say that this Muslim has lost his identity. He needs a new identity card. He has lost it. Pade ho ab bhi ghafil kar rahe ho kya ghazab jaago. Kabhi wo waqt bhi tha jab ye tha sara diyar apna. Kisi shay par magar baqi nahi ab ikhtiyar apna. There was a time, he said, when the Muslim could say that this is my country, this is our country, this is a Muslim country. And indeed they were correct when they said that, that this is our country, because they had full control over everything that was in that country. The policy and the decision making and the rule and the legislation and everything was in their hands. But can they say that today? He says, what is left today? Nothing. No matter how much we say, ye ab ghairo ka hai bilkul kahe humgo hazar apna, saza uski hai kyun choda wo islami shiar apna. Now it belongs to others, no matter how much we say it is ours. It is not ours. Can Pakistan say that it is belonging to the Muslims of Pakistan? Who is pulling the strings of the Middle Eastern countries? Any part of the world, look at who is controlling. The real control is in the hands of those who are disbelievers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No matter how much the Muslim rulers say it's our country. So he said, this is a punishment why we left our identity, why we left our cultural lifestyles. So they will keep inviting us, the invitation towards sins will be there till Qiyamah day. Shaitan is not going to go to sleep. Shaitan is wide awake, is alert. But somebody saw Shaitan in human form one time relaxing. He says, relaxing. So somebody asked him, you seem to be very relaxed. You're supposed to be going and getting people to engage in all kinds of haram. But since when you became Mr. Relaxing? So Shaitan said, well, I don't have to really work very hard now because I've got enough agents. They've taken over my job. He's made enough agents to sell his wares and to distribute his products. If a person in a small town has got enough agents doing the job, then he can relax. So he says, I've got enough agents. So Shaitan is not going to really sleep. In Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif also, he's not going to relax. He is going to make people engage in everything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana, namuna ho ke bhi har qaum ke sanche mein dal jana. He says, every new government that takes, comes about, then you change. He says, with the change of the government, the Muslim also changes. He says, the Muslim was supposed to be an example. The people were to follow. He was going to lead and people were going to follow him. But instead the Muslim has become a follower of everyone else. He has lost his place of leadership in the world. We can all brag and talk about what the Muslims did in the glorious days and all their inventions and how they were masters in every field. But that is like all the time saying, my grandfather was something, my grandfather was a king, my grandfather was a big businessman, my grandfather was this and my grandfather. So the person asks, your grandfather was everything, but what are you? See, your grandfather was everything, but what are you? Talk something about yourself also. The grandfather must be turning in his grave if he is informed what you are, he said. If our grandfathers are informed in the graves, those pious, righteous grandfathers, not talking about us, we are also grandfathers, but sometimes we are an embarrassment. So the real grandfathers who passed away, now if they are informed in the grave that your grandchildren are now in the disco, in the rave club, in the cinema, in the theatre, and they are being informed. They are being informed. Every week they are informed. They get an information. This is what your grandchildren or your children are doing. So when good actions and good deeds, they get happy and pleased. And bad actions, bad deeds, they get very, very sad and grieved. So if you want to make them happy also, then we should not be in such kind of places. So therefore, it says, with the changing of governments, we also change. All those things that were taboo and forbidden, everything becomes legalized for us too. Whereas we are supposed to be guiding. So therefore, let us not feel sad and grieved and feel a kind of a pain in our hearts that everybody is enjoying themselves, everybody is dancing and singing and gambling and watching all the haram entertainment. Even if a few people in the society and the community, they stay away from it with sincerity and they take the pain on their hearts and then they make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then with the barakat of their staying away and their duas and their zikr and their ibadat, Allah ta'ala keeps the azab away from that place. We become, that those people become the means of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab staying away from that place. Otherwise Allah ta'ala's azab, look at it, how it is coming in different parts of the world. Different parts of the world, how suddenly thousands of people are just disappearing from the surface of the earth. To rise no more to tell any kind of tale. Soye to aisa soye ke phir jaage nahi. Aankh band hui to aisi band hui ke phir khuli nahi. Zuban gungi hui to aisi hui ke phir wo bola nahi. Finished. The way they slept, they never got up. The tongue was silenced for all times. Look at Benazir Bhutto. She returns after 8 years in exile. She returns. And why does she return? Because there was a whole plotting and planning and scheming that she must return and then there will be a kind of a separation of, or there will be a kind of sharing of the two positions of authority. One will be a president and she will be a prime minister, but that backfired. But in any case, she came back with every hope that she will be the prime minister. And what happens? She also did not know a few seconds before that last speech of hers or last wave of hers that that's going to be the last. He'll return no more to this world. So like that, just a few, 2 or 3 days ago, they picked up a body from the South Coast casino. Muslim woman passed away there. I received a call and the Muslim woman collapsed and passed away in the casino. Now, is that a Mubarak mouth in these Mubarak days? On Eid day 2 years ago, the person was picked up from the prostitute quarters. Then the cinema that burned down on Eid Day there in Bangladesh, how many died in there? Then the discos, how many died? Then in Egypt, the nightclub, how many died? How many in different parts of the world suddenly gone? Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saat tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ha. Nothing will come to the person's assistance. Na kuch malo daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. So we don't know when the angel of death is going to make mulaqat. Everybody is waiting for mulaqat, meeting. and where he is going to meet the person. So how can the person who is a Muslim, believer in Allah Ta'ala, believer in the Day of Judgment, believer in Akhirat, be in the wrong places at the wrong time? How many times the baby is born and the mother is gone? This side the baby is born and that side the mother is gone. Finish. And how many times the mother is gone, mother is living and the baby is gone at birth. So many different people had so much of plans, ideas. We will do this, we will do that, we will do that, and nothing happens. Suddenly the person is gone. So we don't say you mustn't make use of the dunya. The dunya is for us. Allah Ta'ala didn't create it for the kuffar. He created it for the believers. It's a misunderstanding that it is created for the kuffar. Allah Ta'ala didn't create this whole universe just so that the kuffar may enjoy it. There is so much Allah Ta'ala brought into existence, the sun, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean, and everything else, all the different kinds of fruits and fish and vegetables, everything Allah Ta'ala brought. For whom? Just for so that the kuffar may enjoy. They are enjoying it because of the Muslim, the believer in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Until there's one person also living in this world taking the name of Allah, this universe will stay in existence. The day nobody is there to take his name, the universe will be destroyed. So very clear indication that they are enjoying it because of the Muslim. So to enjoy the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala, nobody stops us. I have mentioned many times that look at the different types of food Allah Ta'ala has made halal. Whereas Allah Ta'ala could have said, you will get in the Akhirat, in Jannat, so much of ni'mats. So therefore in this world some dry bread is sufficient for you. Just to survive, we have to have something. But look at that, all kinds of vegetable halal, different kinds of meat. Allah says, my servant, my bandas, they'll get tired if I have to tell them only chicken. If I have to say only lamb, then they'll get tired. So give them all kinds of things, lamb, give them sheep, goat, cattle, cows, give them camels, so many different kinds of meat halal. Then again, vegetable, everything halal. Fish of the sea, all fish of the sea halal. Different kinds of fish. If Allah Ta'ala said only you must catch only a certain kind of fish, people would have been trying and trying, they wouldn't have found that halal fish on the market. The price would have been very high too if they only one kind of fish was halal. I mentioned one time that this barracuda also, how was it named barracuda? See, because the people came from India, then while they were coming, they came on and they saw some big fish jump high. So when that fish was caught, so one of them shouted, barracuda, barracuda. Big one jumped. So that was named barracuda. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made so much of fish halal, so much of things halal. All He wants is that obey me, few things only. Islam is not difficult, practical, simple, easy. Few things only you must do in your lifetime, and then again Jannat ni'mats. Ni'mats here too and ni'mats in Jannat too. And the greatest ni'mat that the believer and the person really obedient to Allah Ta'ala gets is sukoon in his heart. When Allah Ta'ala becomes His, then everything becomes His. Sukoon of the heart, which is the lost treasure of the Muslim of today. It's a lost, we don't have it. So this is the purpose of this majlis. It is not something, as I said, farz, wajib, sunnat, and we must not even consider it as such. It is just to make it easy for us to stay away from those places and occupy ourselves constructively. And as I said, that after Maghrib also, that those people who do not want to attend the majlis, it is not necessary you have to attend, go and sleep, that is better. But stay away from those places where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab comes. Now we know that it is going to be a little late and we have to So therefore I'm not making it a very heavy bayan or anything. But we have many people that have come from Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. So they will identify with this.
Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Hum usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Hum usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi.
Oh Allah, why did we come away from Madina Sharif? Qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. The restless hearts, that sukoon that it found in Madina Sharif, that tranquility that it found in Madina Sharif, that peace that it found in Madina Sharif, that serenity and that joy and that happiness that it found in Madina Sharif, all that got left behind. Qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Hum usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Oh Allah, although we have returned from Madina Sharif, but we have left our hearts behind in Madina Sharif. We have left our bodies behind in Madina Sharif. We have left our heads making sajda to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wa salam, there in Madina Sharif. Qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. All those who have been to Madina Sharif, they can picture what I am saying. And those who haven't been, then they have heard so much of Madina Sharif that they can send their hearts to Madina Sharif. We send our hearts around the globe from here. How many people are sleeping in their homes but their hearts are not there? Somebody has stolen their heart. Somebody has taken away their heart. They say we have the police departments, security, and we have all the forces in the world to find stolen goods, to trace and track stolen containers. So somebody goes and reports that this got stolen, that got stolen, then they have many different ways of finding it if they really want to find it. If they don't want to find it, then of course they won't find it. But if they want to find it, then they can find it. So people report lost goods, so that can be found. But up till now, they say they haven't got any kind of a department that a person goes there and reports that she stole my heart. They go and report stolen hearts. So people are stealing hearts. They say somebody stole the heart. So people are sleeping here where the hearts are somewhere else. But the Allah Walas, they know how to find those hearts, how to bring it back to this person. They turn that love and the ishq of Layla into the love of Mawla. That is what they do. This person has got ishq, he's got love, and that is what the sickness of the day is, the youth love. It's a very, very expensive, priceless commodity, and it is needed and it's required. We need love. But we have given that love to perishable things. We have given that love to faces which are going to change their shape and form. Old age will come. Kamar jukkar misle kamani hui. کوئی نانا ہوا کوئی نانی ہوئی، اور بالوں پہ غالب سفیدی ہوئی کوئی دادا ہوا کوئی دادی ہوئی. The back gets bent and somebody becomes a grandmother, someone becomes a grandfather. And the hair grows white and someone becomes grandfather paternal or grandmother paternal. An old man with bent backs, one young person made a joke and asked him, he says, "Uncle, old man, for how much did you buy this bow? The bow and arrow, we know that the bow is bent." So he says, "For how much did you buy this bow?" So the old man also was very sharp. So he said, "Young man, don't worry. When you become of my age, you'll get it for free. You won't have to pay anything for it. Free you will get it." So that is what the Allah Wallahs do. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through their majalis, through their programs, through their nasihats and waaz, and in their company, that same ishq and that same love which this person had in his heart, but which he gave to Layla. Love for the wives is different. Love your wives. That is the hukam of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now that we won't do. So that love for the Laylas, the illicit beloveds, so they turn that love to the ishq of Mawla, ishq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then the person finds sukoon, that heart came back. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love and sukoon, where will it descend? On a heart. If the heart is not there, where is it going to come? If there is no runway there, then where is the aeroplane going to land?
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جاں وہیں رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، the morning of مدینہ شریف، the evening of مدینہ شریف، the sun of مدینہ شریف، the moon of مدینہ شریف، the day of مدینہ شریف، the night of مدینہ شریف، the gullies of مدینہ شریف، the نور of مدینہ شریف، the green dome of مدینہ شریف، the مسجد نبوی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام، the محراب، the Riyaz al-Jannah, the place of the Ashab al-Suffa, all the different pillars of the masjid, the Mimbar and the Mihrab, Jannatul Baqi, the mountains of Uhud, all those beautiful things before the sight of the person. Imagination can take the person. He says, Yaad aate hain wo shaam o sahar. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. سکون of the دل and the heart. That is what the person really gets. Provided the person makes an احترام of the place and he has his heart there and is obedient to Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam whilst he is there. If he does not, then of course he is there but he is not there.
Allah Allah wahaka durudo salam. Allah Allah wahaka sujudo qiyam. Allah Allah wahaka durudo salam. Allah Allah wahaka sujudo qiyam. Allah Allah wahaka wakayfe dawam. Wo salate suku afri reh gayi hum madine se Allah kyun a gaye qalb e haira ki taski wahi reh gayi Allah Allah wahan ka durood wa salam. From here we read durood and salam. The angels take it and convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. But standing there, the Rosa Mubarak, imagine the person is right there, meter or two away from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, resting place, and he's saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. And believes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is listening and responding to his salam. What can be more enjoyable? And what can give a person more sukoon in his heart? And what can give a person more noor in his heart than such salat and salam? Allah Allah waha ka durudo salam. And then he says, Allah Allah waha ka sujudo qiyam. The sajdas in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The qiyam in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Allah wahan ka wo kayfe dawam wo salate sukoon afri reh gayi. Everything remained behind there. Hum madine se Allah kyun a gaye qalb e haira ki taski wahi reh gayi. Jis jagah sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jaga har qadam unki rahmat mili. Jis jaga sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jaga har qadam unki rahmat mili. Jis jaga noor rehta hai sham o sahar, wo falak reh gaya wo zameen reh gayi. Hum madine se Allah kyun a gaye qalb e haira ki taski wahi reh gayi. Jis jagah sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jagah har qadam unki rahmat mili. Jis jagah noor rehta hai sham o sahar, wo falak reh gaya wo zameen reh gayi. Jis jagah sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, that enjoyment that we've got in the sajda in Madina Sharif. And jis jagah har qadam unki rahmat mili, every step that a person takes in Madina Sharif is nothing but enshrouded in the mercy that is descending in Madina Sharif 24 hours of the day. And jis jagah noor rehta hai sham o sahar, 24 hours is nothing but noor in Madina Sharif. We don't have those hearts, so therefore we cannot even sense sometimes the darkness of our sins. We cannot sense that noor. But in everything there's nothing but noor. In the food there's noor. In the air there's noor. In the skies there's noor. In the mountains there's noor. Everything there's nothing but noor. And noor of all noors, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting there. Wo falak reh gaya, wo zameen reh gayi. Say, I've left behind that earth, I've left behind that sky. Padke nasrum minallahi fa fathun qareeb, hum rawan jab huwe suwe kuwe habib. Padke nasrum minallahi wa fathun qareeb, hum rawan jab huwe suwe kuwe habib. Barkat-e rahmat-e saath chalne lagi,
برکتِ رحمتِ ساتھ چلنے لگی بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی.
So we began to read Nasrun min Allah wa Fathun Qareeb, and we started moving towards Medina Sharif. Barkat-e rahmat-e saath chalne lagi. Barkat, rahmat, everything started traveling with us on the way to Medina Sharif. Bebasi zindagi ki yahi reh gayi. Helplessness, everything remained behind here.
Zindagani wahi kaash hoti basar, kaash behzad aate na hum lot kar. Zindagani wahi kaash hoti basar, kaash behzad aate na hum lot kar. Aur puri huvi har tamanna magar, ye tamannaye qalbe hazire gayi. Zindagani wahi kaash hoti basar.
How I wish to say the remaining days of my life would have been spent in Medina Sharif.
Aur puri hui har tamanna magar,
every other desire of mine got fulfilled. The only tamanna and desire of my heart which has not been fulfilled as yet, and for which I am waiting a fulfillment, is that my life must expire in Medina Sharif. That is the tamanna. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us true love of Medina Sharif in our hearts. Now we'll make some short zikrullah, and then we'll break at about just about 11. In about half an hour you can go have your snacks or something outside and come refreshed, and then we will take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala so that all the outside noises get drowned and the only thing we hear is Allah, Allah.
خدا دم بھروں گا تیرا بدن میں جب تک کہ جان رہے گی. میں اے خدا دم بھروں گا تیرا بدن میں جب تک کہ جان رہے گی. پڑھوں گا ہر وقت تیرا کلمہ دہن میں جب تک زبان رہے گی. میں اے خدا دم بھروں گا تیرا بدن میں جب تک کہ جان رہے گی. پڑھوں گا ہر وقت تیرا کلمہ دہن میں جب تک زبان رہے گی. کوئی رہے گا نہ ذکر لب پر تیری ہی بس داستاں رہے گی. کوئی رہے گا نہ ذکر لب پر تیری ہی بس داستاں رہے گی. نہ شکوہ دوستاں رہے گا نہ غیبت دشمنا رہے گی.
میں اے خدا دم بھروں گا تیرا بدن میں جب تک کہ جان رہے گی. My beloved Allah, until there is life in my body, I will take your name and I am going to be obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pahunga har waqt tera kalma, I will read your kalma until there is a tongue in my mouth. Koi rahega na zikr lab par teri hi bas daastaan rahe. Wherever I am, in whatever condition I am, on my tongue is going to be your name. Now that doesn't mean the person is going to make zikr 24 hours of the day, tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. He's got wife, he's got children, he's got business, he's got so much of other things to do. He can't be making subhanallah all day. What it means is that 24 hours of my day, I'm going to be conscious of the fact that I am a servant and a slave of my Allah.
And I'm a slave 24 hours of the day, and in every aspect of my life I'm a slave. My ears are slaves, my tongue is a slave, my sight is a slave, my body is a slave. Every part of my body is a slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the slave has got no rights. In those days of slavery, the slave had no rights. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi, one slave asked, "What is your name?" He said, "Whatever name you give to me." "Where will you sleep?" He said, "Wherever you put me to sleep." "What clothes will you wear?" "Whatever clothes you give me to wear." "What food you will eat?" "Whatever food you give me to eat." He said, "But what about your own desires? Don't you have some desires?" He said, "If I had any desires of my own, would I have been a slave?" So he said, "Oh, what a lesson you have taught to us, that we are slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala." So what Allah Ta'ala says is halal to eat, we will eat. Those women that Allah Ta'ala says halal to associate with, we will associate. Those women Allah Ta'ala says halal to intermingle with, we will intermingle with our mothers, with our sisters, with our aunts. Whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam allow us to wear, we will wear. Whatever they ask us to see, we will see. What they ask us to listen, we will listen. Places they ask us to stay away from, we'll stay away. So that is what it means, 24 hours I will think of you, my Allah. That means whatever my Allah is pleased with, I will be pleased with that. What Allah Ta'ala is displeased, I too will be displeased with that. And when the person will please Allah alone, then Allah Ta'ala will put happiness into his heart. Like how the flower blooms in the midst of thorns, that's how Allah Ta'ala will give that person happiness inside the heart. Outside conditions can be anything, but happiness will come into that heart. Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in his business, in his home, in his life, in his time. There will be barakat, plenty of barakat, even though the person may have very little. So this is what the person will then get. So he says, "Koi rahega na zikr lab par teri hi bas daastan rahegi, na shikwaye dostan rahega na ghibate dushmana rahegi." Finish. After that, the person has got no complaint about anything else. His only worry and concern is, "My Allah must not be displeased with me." And this will be his life 24 hours of the day. The person will be an absolutely normal person. He's not going to be an abnormal person. But I've said this many times, because we are living in a society where abnormality is considered to be normal. And the person who is normal, we consider to be abnormal. The person who stays away from haram, we say is an abnormal person. Like now if somebody has to see us sitting here, they say these are all abnormal people. They don't seem to have hearts. Their hearts seem to be frozen. They don't have desires. They have no enjoyment in their lives. They have no entertainment and pleasure in their lives. That's what they consider us. They think that that is enjoyment and pleasure. Whereas true enjoyment and true pleasure is only in the obedience of Allah. Then the person will enjoy his food too. The person will enjoy his drink too. The person will enjoy his wife too. The person will enjoy his children too. The person will enjoy his home too. When Allah Ta'ala will be pleased, then there will be enjoyment in all those ni'mats that He will give with His pleasure. Allah Ta'ala can give through His pleasure, and He can also give through His anger. Like we give the pigeons, and we give the birds, and we give the pets food with pleasure and happiness, eat. We feed from our own hands. And we also put nice and beautiful pieces of cheese for the rats. Now when the rat comes and looks at the beautiful piece of cheese inside the cage, then he says, "This master seems to be, and the owner of this house seems to be a very, very generous and kind person. See what a beautiful piece of cheese, and also air-conditioned room for me." And then it goes for the cheese and it gets trapped. So Allah Ta'ala can give with His pleasure, and He can give with His displeasure too.
Har dam karunga ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں ابس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری، رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں ابس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری، کیا نہ کچھ کام آخرت کا کٹی گناہوں میں عمر ساری، رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں ابس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری، کیا نہ کچھ کام آخرت کا کٹی گناہوں میں عمر ساری، بہت دنوں میں نے سرکشی کی مگر ہے اب سخت شرم ساری، بہت دنوں میں نے سرکشی کی مگر ہے اب سخت شرم ساری، میں سر جھکاتا ہوں میرے مولا میں توبہ کرتا ہوں میرے باری، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، اسے رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں ابس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری، ڈے اینڈ نائٹ آئی ریمین ان اے اسٹیٹ آف نیگلیجنس اینڈ انڈیفرنس، غفلت غفلت، ان کنسرن دیٹ دیر از اے ڈے آف اکاؤنٹبلٹی اینڈ ڈے آف ججمنٹ، that shaitan and nafs are our declared enemies, unconcerned that there is the angel of death which is trailing behind us and we don't know where he is going to find us and where he is going to meet us, there will be no warning signs, unconcerned that death could come in a wrong and a haram place. So he says, I wasted my life. Of course he did, that was not his condition, he was very pious. Khwaja sahab was a great wali of Allah. But in their humility, they say these things, but it's lessons for us. Kiya na kuch kaam aakhirat ka kati gunaho mein umr sari. I did not do anything that will be of real benefit to me in the hereafter. I just wasted my time in sins in this world. Bahut dino maine sarkashi ki magar hai ab sakht sharm sari. Oh my beloved Allah, far too long I have been rebellious. I have committed sins. I have stayed away from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have been negligent in my salat, in my zakat, in my fasting, in my hajj. I have been negligent in the fulfillment of the rights of my wives, of the children, of the parents. I have been negligent in fulfilling your commands with regards to my business transactions. I have been negligent with regards to my gazing, my listening, my speech. Far too long, my beloved Allah, I have engaged in all these type of sins, but now I'm ashamed. I'm very much ashamed. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really wants to see in our hearts. That the person must be ashamed. He must not find any kind of happiness in those sins that he committed. He must express great amount of nadamat and shame that, Ya Allah, you blessed me with sight, hearing, speech, you made me fit, healthy, young, everything I've got going for me, and I disobeyed you. I'm ashamed of that sins that I have been committing. I'm not happy. I'm not bragging about it. I don't look for newspaper photographers to come and take my pictures in the casino and the disco and the rave club and night club and this club and that club, and then put it into the newspapers so that the world can see so and so was in this club and that club. I am ashamed, he says. Main sar jhukata hu mere maula, main tauba karta hu mere maula. He says, now my beloved Allah, I am bowing my head in obedience, and I am making sincere tauba from the depths of my heart. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. And when a person turns towards Allah Ta'ala with sincere repentance and makes up his mind that if he is owing people money, then he is going to pay back every cent that is due. Or if he took properties of people, of the widows, orphans, took away as inheritance which was not belonging to him, or charged interest on loans that he had given, so he will return all that. He makes a sincere niyat and makes an effort in that direction, and Allah Ta'ala also forgives that person. Allah Ta'ala makes him a waliullah with his tawbah and nadama. Hardam karum mere bari Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahanshah do alam tu hai. سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہوں اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی says, oh Allah, I wasted all my valuable and precious time in غفلت didn't do anything useful in my life to earn livelihood is one of the first after the other farais and it is something that is part of deen and sharia. Anything that a person does which is useful, productive, which is in the permissible category, if the niyat is good, then it's rewarding. But here we are talking about absolute waste of valuable time. Hours and hours, days and days, months and months, years and years that we wasted of our lives. On the television screen or in absolutely futile and useless activities. So it says, وَقْتَ يُنْهِ بَيْكَارَ گُزَارَ عُمْرَ يُنْهِ غَفْلَتْ مِنْ غَوَائِ خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں. In your entire creation, oh Allah, I am the most sinful one. Each and every one of us, we must think of ourselves as the most sinful ones. For we do not know when the other person would have made tawbah from his sins. Late night the person gets up and makes sincere tawbah, how are we going to be aware of it? While the person is sitting and is talking to us, person is sitting, we talking,
And suddenly the person is quiet, and we don't know what thought went in his mind. Could have been just that moment that the person made sincere tawbah from all his sins. So therefore it says, in your entire creation, it says, the worst of all is myself. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. There's no real goodness in me, O Allah. Because if we look at our lives, then how much of our lives we have spent in hurting other people's feelings, causing harm, injury, pain, destruction, jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance. So much of sins in our lives. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. Which sin, O Allah, I did not commit in my life.
قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گنوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ.
Oh my beloved Allah, protect me and safeguard me from the attacks of my nafs, from the mischief of my nafs and the mischief of shaitan. Shaitan is a rejected dog. If a person has a big, ferocious, dangerous dog in his yard, and the dog is barking, and we want to enter the home of that person, then Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says that what must the person do? If the dog is barking, what must we do? Because we start barking at the dog. If the dog bark, we bark. Have a debate. Press the button. When we press the button, then the owner of the house, the master of the house, our friend, whoever he is, When you will come outside or you will look through the window, then you will see that my friend has come. So he will make some sign to the dog. The dog will sit down, fold its tail and get away from there. And he will open the door and we will get inside. So when shaitan is whispering, then at that time what must we do? Press the button to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Say, oh Allah, come to my assistance and help. Shaitan and nafs wants to take me in the wrong direction. They want to take me down the gutters of disgrace and humiliation and suffering and embarrassment. That is where they take. Where else does nafs and shaitan take? Do they take to any nice places? So now you ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ask Allah ta'ala for protection.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے مولا اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھوڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
We ask Allah تبارک و تعالی for His رضا for His pleasure. For those who may not have heard, that one person in one other country, so he was telling me, he says, I do this, I do that for my mother, for my father. But in spite of everything that I do, but still the blue-eyed boy is my brother who does nothing really for them. They will always complain about me and they will keep on praising my brother, but yet he does really nothing. He just comes, makes salam, bring on parcel sometime and goes away. So I asked him, I said, for what are you making the khidmat of your parents? Is it so that they pass a vote of thanks every time that you do some khidmat? Every time you do something, the parents may say, now we're going to pass a vote of thanks that my son did something for me. You're doing it for the pleasure of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do it for the pleasure of Allah. I said, do it for Allah's pleasure. I said, write it, engrave it on your heart. Do for Allah's pleasure. Allah will give you from His treasure. And believe me that Allah Ta'ala will give you from His treasure. People's praises, parents' praises, somebody else's praises, how long those praises? a few words, they will blow. That's about all. But when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will get happy and pleased, and when He will give from His treasures, then where can the praises and congratulations compare with that? One poet in his poetry, he went on and on and he eulogized and praised the king of the time, expecting great rewards that he's going to praise him in his poetry, so he'll get some returns. And those days, that's what used to happen in poetry, they used to praise. So he praised and he praised. So the king said, come tomorrow. So now this person got very happy, that tomorrow he's going to get a really big fat check or get some big rewards. So he was excited and getting ready to throw a big party because the king said, come tomorrow. The next day when he went there, so the king carried on with all his work. He waited and he waited and he got nothing. So then he asked him, he said, but you said I must come today and you will give me some rewards, some award, some gifts. So he said, you praised me in poetry and made me happy with some words. So I too made you happy with some words. I told you, come tomorrow, I'll give you something. So you made me happy in words. I made you happy in words. Fair and square, finish, go home now. What? So the praises of people, they are just words. But when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come happy, I said, engrave it on your heart. Do for Allah's pleasure, He will give you from His treasure. And Allah Ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. When He comes pleased, then He gives from His treasures with His happiness. It's such a beautiful life. It's such a beautiful life to have this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We haven't got it. That's why we don't know what it is all about. It does not take you away from the enjoyment of the good things of this world. But inside the heart, there is an ocean, the waves of which go on flowing, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala's waves.
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
So those waves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat then flows in those hearts. So therefore he says, apni raza mein mujhko mita de, kar de fana sab mere irade, hey mere maula, hey mere Allah, hey mere Allah.
اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں او اللہ the way I engrave your محبت and your name on my heart even if I want to forget I do not forget my whole life ya Allah make me such I must have such tasawur of yours and such remembrance of yours in my heart that even if I want to forget but I'm not able to forget. Allah Ta'ala has come like that in our hearts. And when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's muhabbat will come like that in the hearts, then that person's walk, his talk, his dealings, everything of his, every move of his, every action of his will show that this person has got Allah in his heart. The person who's got Allah Ta'ala in his heart, then his chal, his dal, his guftar, his raftar, everything, his walk, his talk, his everything will then show that this person has got Allah Ta'ala in his heart. The person who catches fish and comes, the fisherman, when we just sniff and we say this person has been fishing, he went fishing in a cave. Can get the smell of fish from his clothes. The person who goes to a poultry farm and he returns, then you say this person has returned from a poultry farm. Go to Rainbow Chickens and spend 1 hour inside there and come out from there, smell like a chicken too. So in whichever company the person stays, that's the fragrance you get from that person's clothes, or that's the smell that you get. So when the person will have Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart, so then in the company of that person you will get that same fragrance too.
How many minutes left now for 2008? 4 minutes. Right, so let's...
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. يا الله in your love and in your muhabbat and in the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many of them said tonight. يا الله young people, fit, healthy, with all the attractions and distractions. But Ya Allah, they suppressed their nafs and they remained behind. And they took Your Mubarak name and they recited Salat and Salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of them. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with sehat, with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat, with barakat. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, safeguard us and protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Make us all yours and become ours. Wa wa hirsu ala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me duwa dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazla farma dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah.
Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of Akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal risk. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook the shortcomings, the faults and the weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of mercy and forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Baryal in Baqi. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place accept them. Bless everyone with ikhlas in all the actions of deen. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the tests and trials of each and every individual, male or female, who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the problem. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين